Dude, hang on. Bro, he just look at the spiral.
Oh my god.
I just got back from the island of Malta. An incredibly ancient and mysterious island in the Mediterranean, not far from the Sicilian coast of Italy. I've been coming back and forth from my home in the UK to Malta over this past year, documenting the absolutely incredible prehistoric sites that cover this island and its neighboring island of Gozo. I've developed some fantastic connections and contacts on the island that have helped me gain access to areas that have never been documented on film, until now. We found ourselves crawling through vast underground networks, ancient carved out tunnels, and strange clusters of subterranean spaces that seem too small for human habitation, directly into the bedrock. Ancient and eroding, we find one example after another of a prehistoric civilization that we don't fully understand. We documented some of the most incredible examples of the famous cart ruts, these deep track lines cut into the bedrock, crisscrossing each other like ancient train tracks carved into stone. There are hundreds of these stone tracks, both on Malta and Gozo, even leading from the land into the ocean and across the seafloor. Abandoned facilities deep underground that are hidden inside the bedrock, spiraling staircases into the depths of Malta. Overgrown, undocumented, and unlabeled sites that no tourist goes to and no camera has been inside until now. This is ancient Malta like you have never seen it before. So I want to take you way out beyond the tourist destinations. I have incredible footage out in the wilderness documenting places that no tourist would find. Nevertheless, some of the most incredible prehistoric sites in Malta are very well known, and I'll be showing you these as well, all in stunning 4K quality. You'll see huge megalithic structures built before our own written history, aligned to the phases of the sun, the moon, the stars, and in some instances showcasing deliberate acoustic engineering to a level that interacts with human consciousness, expanding our mind through resonance and geometry. There are places on this island where hundreds of elongated skulls were discovered, and ancient mythology speaks of a race of giants that once roamed the land. Much like Egypt and Peru, some of the greatest mysteries of Malta lie deep below the ground. This land has countless networks of underground tunnels, some of them stretching the entire breadth of the island. There are blocked entrances and shafts all across the city of Valletta in a way that is eerily reminiscent of what we see on the Giza Plateau in Egypt.
Oh my god!
Let's get a torch.
Look at inside. Let me light it up.
Look out. Yeah. I can't really get anything. Mm.
But it goes deep.
It does. It
goes down, down, down.
So this is a small one. This one goes down probably at least 50 to 60 feet before you hit the rubble and the sand that's at the bottom of the pit. Most likely never was fully excavated, but you can also see that there's transverse connections. So you can see that there's a tunnel that goes in this direction that connects into the sister shaft. So over here below this rock, this is another shaft here.
It's like the Giza Plateau. It's just like the Giza Plateau with all of these locked off limestone chambers. And of course, Malta itself is a seat of power for the most influential secret orders in the world. From Vatican emissaries to the upper elite of Freemasonry, and of course, the Knights of Malta. This ancient island holds secrets even those sacred orders consider too important to reveal. And so I'm here in this beautiful and strange part of the world to try and discover as much as I can for myself and for all of you. Now, the really fascinating thing about Malta, well, there are many fascinating things, but one very interesting point to make is that when the Bronze Age settlers from neighboring areas such as Sicily came over to Malta to discover and settle these lands, they arrived to find an island full of ancient megalithic temples, sacred sites, and vast underground tunnel networks stretching across both Malta and its neighboring island of Gozo. Gozo, by the way, is home to what the mainstream historians have determined to be the oldest freestanding structure in the world, Gigantea, Giant's Tower, which I'll show you more of in these documentaries. But as I was saying, the Bronze Age settlers arrived on these islands to find all of these incredible structures, but no people. Just the remnants of a long-lost prehistoric civilization, a civilization that was highly skilled in stonework, in multi-ton construction, engineering, with an intricate knowledge of the solar and the lunar phases represented in the particular alignments of these incredible megalithic structures to the solstice, to the equinox, and in some cases, such as the hypogeum, examples of deliberate large-scale acoustic engineering of structures to encourage sound-induced consciousness expansion, changing the state of mind through ritual acoustics in engineered structures. This is something that has fascinated me about the ancient world, the clear evidence of sound engineering for purposes involving spiritual awakening and expansion of the mind. Examples of this are represented all across the globe, from Malta to Ireland to Egypt and Peru. We find prehistoric evidence of advanced acoustic and engineering knowledge correlating with one another, which also involves an understanding of human biophysics, not in the empirically scientific sense that we view them today, but clearly these biophysical effects in the human body that are induced through specific sound waves were understood, perhaps intuitively, and put into practice in large-scale engineering projects such as the Hypogeum in Malta, or Newgrange in Ireland, or Chavín de Huanta in Peru. This is no simple task. It's a multidisciplinary undertaking that invokes the need of a highly sophisticated and educated culture. Not a simple bone tool using Neolithic hunter-gatherer style culture, but a vibrant, educated, and spiritually minded people that were capable of incredible feats of engineering during the time period that we've determined to be the Stone Age, the Neolithic, the image of cavemen dragging their knuckles, grunting and hunting. This is the image that is often conjured up in our mind when we think of the Stone Age. And yet here in Malta, we see evidence of a far more sophisticated culture. It's also important to note that Malta actually has the largest concentration of megalithic structures in the entire world. This place is absolutely littered with them, on the ground and, of course, deep below the earth. On the southern cliffs of Malta, overlooking the endless blue of the Mediterranean, stands one of the oldest engineered structures on Earth. The temple complex of Menajra. Believed by mainstream archaeologists to have been built between 3600 and 2500 BC, before even the conventional dating of the pyramids of Egypt or the stones of Stonehenge, the first thing that strikes you is the scale. Formed from massive blocks of coral and limestone, a material significantly harder than the softer limestone variants used at nearby sites. These are not decorative stones, they are multi-ton megaliths, quarried, transported, positioned, and locked into place with incredible precision. Even with the significant levels of erosion, we can envision how this must have appeared in the ancient prehistoric past. All in a time before metal tools, before the wheel, before any advanced machinery was believed to have been created. Menajra is composed of three temples, the upper, the middle, and lower tier. Each appears to have been built in phases over centuries, and yet unified by a consistent architectural language. The layout follows a cloverleaf pattern of apses branching from a central axis, a design that is not random but deliberate. One of the strangest correlations to be drawn from the architectural choices of the prehistoric people in Malta is the fact that there are striking similarities between these styles and ones that can be found across prehistoric Ireland. The same spiraling motifs, the implementation of the cloverleaf, Newgrange in Ireland, a prehistoric construct from the Neolithic period, similar in age to Menajra in Malta, is one of the clearer examples of architectural similarity to a level that invokes the possibility of contact and the sharing of knowledge at a time long before any mainstream historian or archaeologist believes there to have been seafaring cultures capable of doing so. The central corridor of Menajra acts like a channel, an optical and spatial conduit, guiding movement, guiding vision, and crucially, light. Because Menajra is not just built on the earth, it is built in alignment with the sky. The lower temple, arguably the most sophisticated of the three temple layers, and yet interestingly enough, it is the oldest, once again showing how the further we go back in time, the more advanced the stonework becomes, the more advanced the engineering and the solar knowledge. Because this temple level is a functional solar calendar. Twice a year at the equinoxes, something extraordinary happens. Something so extraordinary that hundreds of members of various sacred orders, from Templars to Freemasons to the Knights of Malta, will gather at this sacred and ancient site to bear witness to it. At sunrise, a beam of light enters the temple's narrow doorway, travels down the central axis, and strikes the innermost niche with precision. Not approximately, but precisely. Then, at the solstice, the system evolves. At the winter solstice, the sunlight grazes the edge of a specific megalith. At the summer solstice, it illuminates the opposite edge of that same stone. This is a date-specific light choreography. Repeatable year after year, the structure behaves like a colossal stone calendar, marking the turning points of the year through controlled illumination. To achieve this, the builders had to solve a complex set of problems. The solar azimuth at specific times of year, the local horizon profile, including the sea level elevation, the angle and width of the doorway aperture, and the internal geometry required to channel light over distance. Even a slight deviation, just a few degrees, would break this effect entirely. Yet Menagerie achieved this with repeatable accuracy, suggesting not only observation, but long-term astronomical tracking and calibration, knowledge that's been passed down through generations and generations. It's the clearest, most precise example of solar alignment in the entire Maltese temple network. This is not the behavior of unintelligent Stone Age Neolithic humans, the way that we've been taught to view them. These were sophisticated people with sophisticated knowledge and engineering capabilities. Many of the Maltese locals that I spoke to believe this land is far older than we're being told, and that these ancient sites slowly eroding back into the land are from a time far before our own. A civilization that was connected to the wider world, not a simple Stone Age presence, but a flourishing cultural apex that was inexplicably erased from memory, from history, their stone structures being the only relics capable of actually surviving up to our modern time. Incredibly impressive. But let's move somewhere else, somewhere that you have never seen. Because as I said before, some of the most interesting examples of deeply ancient architecture in Malta are not found above the ground, they're found below it. And I have some great contacts in Malta who are equally passionate about exploration, and you would be amazed how an island as small as Malta can still be hiding so much ancient history. But all you have to do is literally walk off into the countryside, go down into the valleys, hike up the hills, and you will find one example after another of entrances into subterranean structures, into living spaces, into tunnel networks, like this area, for example, in the middle of an overgrown valley, nothing but bushes and trees until you come towards the rock face, and that's when you see it. This entire area is comprised of a vast network of cliffside and subterranean alcoves, rooms, tunnels, shafts, and systems that are eerily reminiscent of what we see in ancient Turkey. In regions like Cappadocia, the famous cave cities of Turkey share a striking similarity with what we're seeing here in Malta. And, just as many believe to be the case with the Turkish structures, perhaps these were forms of refuge from an otherwise violent world of environmental upheaval. Could these people have been hiding from something? But then we have to ask another question, one that my friend asks quite frequently.
It's super small.
Yeah, so small, exactly.
Why so small? These are not typical human height-friendly spaces. For the most part, we're bent over on our hands and knees in certain areas, incredibly small tunnels.
Just, I don't know, 50 centimeters.
Very tiny.
Of course, a human body cannot stay there.
No.
Inside there.
And when you take into consideration the fact that hundreds of elongated skulls have been discovered in Malta, deep inside ancient tunnels and subterranean temple structures, I mean, it makes me wonder if perhaps we're looking at the cultural leftovers of a different type of hominid group, perhaps quite a small group in stature, and perhaps one that is responsible for folklorish archetypes. Once again, it's interesting that Ireland, a country that shares strange similarities to the Maltese architecture in its prehistoric structures, is also a country that's deeply rich in folklore about the little people, leprechauns being the most famous. I'm not saying these fantasy creatures are real, but perhaps a smaller hominid group was responsible for the projection of these folklore ideas into later human history. And perhaps there was a connection between Malta and Ireland, and also Turkey. We'll get into Turkey in a little bit more in these videos, because there are some very interesting correlations that me and my friend Bo found, and we're going to have to go to Turkey. We're going to Turkey to connect these dots even further, so stay tuned on that.
You find something?
It's deep, but it's impossible to enter because it's super small.
Oh,
wow, yes. Hypogeum creature.
Yeah, I put it.
Wow.
Look at down here. Is another hand.
Yes.
It carries on further down. This is just the top surface level.
My friend believes this area to be similar to the famous Hypogeum of Halsefleni, with this simply being the upper levels of a potentially multi-story subterranean complex, which when you explore this area further becomes more likely as we come across examples of holes in the floor leading down, collapsed systems that would have clearly extended further in the past. This entire cliffside is full of these entrances.
There's a hole, it goes deeper. You can see there's a, yeah, like you can see it goes further down.
The resort.
What have you found?
A resort.
A resort?
Yes, yes, yes. Hidden, beautiful.
Okay. Five star rating. Let's have a look.
Yes.
From here, maybe?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh. God, there's so many of these. Everywhere you go in Malta, you just find these little pockets of subterranean carved out spaces. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I wonder where that goes. I can feel cool air coming through there, so I think it goes deeper. Let's just go up top. See what Thomas is doing up here. Oh, wow. Whew. This is your penthouse.
Exactly.
Penthouse.
Country view.
It's very nice.
Look at it, it keeps going here. Look at how tiny it is.
Yeah, this is a very small space.
Yeah, it keeps going down.
Holy. Oh my god, yeah, it does, doesn't it? It keeps going. This is crazy. More carved tunnels going off in different directions.
But it's definitely the wrong size.
It's so small. Yeah, it is. It's so, so small.
good place to smoke a...
We can make one in the honor of ancient cavemen.
Many likely exposed over time, but perhaps were once interior systems of now collapsed bedrock.
Probably there is many hidden chamber. Because look at this.
Yeah, when I was down on the other level, there's a hole in the ground in one of the caves.
Yeah, on the left.
You can see it goes deep, deep, deep. It definitely goes further down.
In the middle of nowhere. Literally, out in the middle of nowhere, all these little caves.
My view is much better from my bedroom. Oh, come down.
There's even more. Let's go.
Okay.
Is this where he went?
I think so.
Oh, okay. This is what we're doing. Okay. Whoop-a! Woo! Oh, yeah, okay. Found some more entrances. Let's go this way. This looks like it's a safer route. Oh wow, look at this.
Try to go inside.
Yeah. So
okay. Oh,
look at this.
You cannot even enter.
Who is trying to go inside here? It's tiny. It's so small.
Look at also here. Whoa. This hidden chamber.
Oh shit.
It's so eroded, it's so old and eroded.
An almost ant colony style structure, scaled up, not to human level, but for something or someone smaller. Do you know what I mean by an ant colony? It almost looks like someone's taken a cross section of an internal ant colony and ripped off that part of the cliffside, this area that we're coming up to now. I have a feeling that there was once a structure in front of these rooms and spaces that you're seeing, bedrock that has since collapsed and eroded away, and that these were likely fully internal spaces at one point, because once you go into the subterranean areas, these things just extend further and deeper into the cliff, into the bedrock, into the ground. So it's almost like these were like honeycomb internal. I mean, my friend calls them nests. He's pretty convinced that these were not human dwellings and that these were the dwellings or the nests of some other creature that once inhabited Malta. And it's not just one area in Malta. These underground systems can be found everywhere.
It looks like there's a light. Is there a light or is that a reflection of the sun? It looks like there's a light in there.
Where?
In there, it's like glowing orange inside there. I can't say if it is the sun or if there's a light.
Let's check.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Oh, wow, beautiful.
Hello, baby.
Hello, darling.
Oh, so I guess someone is using this because we just saw some farm animals inside. Oh my god, there's a window.
Oh my god, there's a door. Someone's house.
This is somebody's house. This is like the Shire. It's like the Hobbit. Not a bad view. That's crazy. Someone lives here. In the middle of nowhere. There's a house.
There's a house?
There's a house, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a door and a window.
That's good.
What a crazy place to live. Living inside a boulder, bro. Like,
look at
the I know, look at the view. Look at this view. Only in Malta. This is amazing.
Wow.
Somebody lives here, bro. That's incredible.
Safe?
Yeah. Tucked away. Nice and safe.
What a view.
Maybe they should do an Airbnb. I'd do an Airbnb here.
Malta is a matrix of underground tunnels and structures. In the capital city of Valletta, we find incredible areas that extend deep underground. Colossal walls of limestone with the fortifications of Malta cascading from the top, we find ourselves walking through a valley on the outskirts of the city with many gates and entrances leading directly into the bedrock. Ancient staircases descend from these towering limestone walls. It's almost as if not everything here is natural when it comes to the bedrock. Could the stone walls of this valley be the eroding remnants of colossal structures? Why are there so many entrance points into these areas, and why are so many of them blocked off in a fashion that again is reminiscent of what we see on the Giza Plateau?
Being escorted by the lead inspector of the Giza Plateau, who corroborated that there's an underground shaft leading from the Great Pyramid connecting into the back of the Sphinx enclosure.
With its hundreds of entrance points and shafts leading deep underground, blocked, locked, and bricked up, well, we see the same thing around these areas of Valletta. Some entrances were unblocked, revealing huge carved-out tunnels and even smaller shafts only large enough to crawl through that extend far into the darkness. So we went into one of these tunnel systems just to give you an idea of what it looks like inside.
Keep going.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's incredible.
Where do you want to go? Left or right?
Oh my god. Oh my god, it just goes on forever. What the f***? We are
deep underneath Malta right now. Deep underneath Malta.
Yes, I know that is dirty.
Yeah, of course I am.
Going on in this huge bedrock network of connecting tunnels that extends all around the city and the outskirts of Valletta, and going off into the countryside of Malta. Then we came across an area where the fencing around an entrance had already been pulled back by previous explorers and probably some teenagers looking for a place to go smoke. So we took the opportunity to have a look inside, and what we saw was genuinely creepy.
Yeah. Dude, it just keeps going down and getting colder.
Narrow, perfectly spiraling staircase descending into just pure darkness, like something out of a horror film. Me and my friend pushed on, following the staircase down. Without our flashlights, we would be in total darkness. Once we reached the bottom, I was shocked to discover it was not the bottom.
Oh my god.
More stairs continued on deeper into the system. We followed the stairs down until we arrived into what appeared to be a heavily dilapidated bunker. Old equipment and tech littering the space. Something was happening down here at one point. The floor was made of rusted metal sheets. I deemed it a bit too dangerous to press on at this point, so we decided to head back up the insane spiral staircase, which is itself situated within a cave inside a huge wall of bedrock on the outskirts of the city. I mean, what on earth was going on in this facility so far down below the ground in Malta?
Holy shit. This is so deep underground, guys. Like, thank you. we just went into this little tunnel just in the side of a limestone wall, and it's led down this incredibly deep spiraling staircase. This is incredible. But we're gonna get the f*** out of here now.
We will find them somewhere.
We have come to a particular area in Malta to look for the cart ruts, these lines that are cut through the bedrock. Some of them lead down into the ocean. Very mysterious, very strange. You get small ones, you get very large ones, very deep into the bedrock. And it's all across Malta. They crisscross all over Malta, but this is a particular area where you have a very large concentration of the cart ruts. So that's why we're here, and we're going to go find them now.
In the next episode, I'll be showing you the mysterious cart ruts, these dual tracks through solid bedrock that crisscross Malta and the neighboring island of Gozo. I'll show you numerous examples of these prehistoric tracks that have been carved through the landscape and even extend underwater, continuing along the seabed. We will enter even more caves and caverns that show the same architectural style as those we visited today, and I'll take you through what is believed to be the oldest freestanding structure in the world and prehistoric sites that defy our understanding of the Stone Age. Let me know in the comment section below what you think is happening on these mysterious Mediterranean islands. And please, if you want to support this video, don't forget to drop a like, comment, subscribe, share it online. These are the best ways to help me grow. You can also support me on Patreon if you want to sign up and get early access to content. Same with being a YouTube member. Or you can just support me through a one-time donation via PayPal. I do all the filming, I do all the editing, I do all the networking, I usually travel solo. This is a one-man band in terms of me putting all of this together for you. And it's a pleasure, it's a joy, I love doing it. If you want to support the goal to do more of that, then these are the options available. Like, share, comment, repost, if you can support me on a monthly basis or with a one-time donation, it's always appreciated. See you next time.